after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. And this is your boy, Steady J, and you're now another crazy show right here on one of the craziest places in the world, the World Wide Web. So I'm going to go ahead and get it in. And, of course, today is Wednesday. Y'all know how I feel about Wednesday. Around here, Wednesday, we call it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Hump day.
Hump day at the dust. You got it right, man. Hump day at the dust is how we do it. And reminding you of a very special public service announcement that we give you every hump day. And that's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do, we can go ahead and go into some music, but before I go into some music, of course, I got to bring my co-host with the most on the show with me, my girl, Taryn Lamonsky. What's up, Taryn?
What's up, everybody?
How much? Oh, man, you missed yesterday was crazy. Yesterday, the show was so crazy. Oh, my God. Just hitting them with the questions. It was pretty good. Jazz and Nicole came with it yesterday.
Uh-oh. Definitely
got to
check
it
out, man.
Matt,
though.
Not only did she give her top three photographers, but she gave them in the exact order. So, you know, so I'm put on the spot, you know. I was like, okay, we're going to see if she can handle it.
Wow. Pretty dope, though. Put them in order? That's crazy.
She took a risk right there. Oh yeah, I put on the spot real hard. I told her I wasn't gonna let her skate like Blue Dior did on Money on Blue Dior. She was real smooth with it.
She was real smooth.
I wasn't gonna let people escape 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're gonna do. When we come back. We're gonna go ahead and go into. We're going to show us a little more. I'm going to go into some music, but we'll be back right after this. So we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl, Taryn Lamone.
Uh-huh.
Do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need
wanna put in work. I clocked out for my shift. Shit, this song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. But first I flip, then I dip. Damn your chick. It's skin tight, can hear it when I flow. I'm chasing green and not that lime. Like the game is always so, that's not the way we wrote the verse, right? So I'll be going left and then proceeding with my steak knife. I am never stopping till an island's in my backyard. Chasing through the night just like the blood drips from my black heart. Couldn't really gamble with the part that dealt my first start. Feel this fucking music, it's ancestral, that first part. I ain't even really let you journey to the good part. These are my confessions. Then I picked up on a new spark. Check out my progression, teaching her through the lesson. If you feel I disrespected, then your ears are adolescent. New hands, so I'm betting. Not many have the blessing. What I spit is just a weapon. Add it to your gun collection. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. Shit, this song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. Okay.
I ain't gonna say no names, but niggas is foul, cause I'm still in they whole being, yep, hands down. It ain't my fault, cause you ain't got that life, so let me go and take that top notch spot. So just accept that you just been ate by a chick, no placement. And you ain't cold, oh boy, to believe that you are who. Real talk, you probably been fucked by Dre on the cool. I guess I lie, but shit, it's time to put these niggas on blast. Fuck with Choo Choo, guaranteed your ass is grass. Man, you done fucked up, Choo Choo bang, yeah, I'm a suck. Toot my horn, I'm feeling myself like masturbation. Gon' fuck yourself. You point a stroke, I can tell the fuck. Don't mean shit like a prenup. Couldn't make a virgin bust a nut. They laughing at you, hurt cuz. Real top for a slim fit. No on your flow, green shit. Hate hoes be feeling this. Prison mind, killing
you
it.
You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. Shit, this song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you. I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. Okay.
You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit.
Yeah. Y'all know I gotta do one for Funky Town. And you know, them Funky Town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm gonna lay off the politics on here soon. But you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah. Yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72, so watch out, youngster, the OK was here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be seminary south, I lived on Burton where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgin, South Hughes, Ava Court, Freetown. Chase girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and the city. The South, the North, the West, Pilot, and the Brick. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap. And I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above Crippin' blood now. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back?
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking shit. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the rest around. So thought that covers you representing that Funky Town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pitching on each other, talking shit.
Come on. Now I'm not hating on Dallas, Hashtown, or GP. But Lakers know we're back to funk, it ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see a fight among our clique. Remember
never win five suits and ag land Smith. When stop six and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead because they paid the cost. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murdered him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kids? Hug your baby, we gotta teach them how to eye. Don't hug your baby, that only teach them how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the air for me. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, corporate players all the chest around. Go up the chest if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, corporate players all the chest around. Go up the chest if you representing that funky town. Won't keep you alone, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, real. So, I ain't talking about no false hope. I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G-code we all follow. My people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars. Rolling in the bucket or I phone got Impala. A little respect can go a long way. God bless a child just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found is gone. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Hollywood to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why I love my city, but the time my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting busting round. To tell the truth, corporate players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but from time my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting busting round. To tell the truth, corporate players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that town. I love my city, but from time my city lets me down. We stitching on each other, talking shit and busting round. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. So up the hell that you representing that funky town. I love my city, but from time my city lets me down. We stitching on each other, talking shit and busting round. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. So up the hell that you representing that funky town.
All right, yeah. And welcome back to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl, Town the Mom. Remind you guys
today again.
Well, it's today again, everybody. Reminds you again what today is.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day?
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. But yes, okay, so we got some hot mess to talk about. There's so much to go on. Now, you know, the other day we were talking about, you know, we talked a whole lot about the BET Awards, but I didn't really get to go in on some other stuff, man. There's some things I didn't really get to go in on. So first off, let's go ahead and get in on, you know, as far as, did you get a chance to watch Love and Hip Hop the other day?
No, I didn't watch it, actually.
You didn't, oh, my God. Let me tell you. That boy, Kurt, is a scoundrel. Yes, I use the word scoundrel here on Life of the Dust Live, people. That boy, Kurt, is a scoundrel. Like, I mean, seriously. Everything about him has got to be the most idiotic thing ever. First off, when Rashida first got pregnant, this guy here, you know, he sits here and he says it's not part of the plan. And he's like, nah, I don't know. I don't know how you get pregnant. So I pulled out this, that, and the other. He said that crap, which is, you too grown for that. You are grown ass man running around saying that you over here is running around preaching about the freaking pullout method. You are too old for that. Honestly, get the heck out of here. If you think that, and the thing is, he make it sound like he got his jump off pregnant or something. Boy, that's your wife. You got your wife pregnant. Explain to me where there's something wrong in that picture. Well, the tongue is not right. This, that, and the other. But let me tell you what this scoundrel did on this week. So, Ken and Benzino, now they go meet out with Bobby Valentino or whatnot, this little retreat, this little retreat house, little camp, lab, cabin, whatever. But this idiot here, you know, he's all on a high toe, these chicks, you know, and just really act, you know, just really wilding out. Like, he's really just doing the most. And just, you know, he's like, oh, I can get used to this. I miss this. You know, and then I don't know who was, you know, some people say that Kurt is just ratchet, but the females in the tub are pretty ratchet, too. Because if you just sit there and say, you know, and not everybody does, not everybody has to be in a fake relationship. That comes out of a female, another female's mouth that comes to say that about a guy who's clearly married. And, you know, he's he over here, his wife is pregnant. And he's sitting, you sitting there saying that, saying, no, yeah, I don't know. That's not how everybody should think. Everybody, you know, some of us, what do we got to this, do we do? And his little excuse is, man, Will, man, awesome, man, Will Smith, he got the best life ever. Because his wife let him do whatever he wanted to do. I wish I had something like that. You know what? I'm just, you know, it's a whole episode. That, I don't care what else happened in the episode, but that there, that was ratchet. That was ratchet to the freaking 10th power. Like, I just cannot stand sitting there. Every freaking time I watch that show, I hate Kurt more and more and more. And he does not do anything to try to make himself come back and be on the good side of me. He gives guys a bad name, and he helps build a stereotype about males. That we're going to run out on her. We're going to run out on a girl and they're pregnant. That we're going to, you know, we're going to say stupid stuff like pull out method, and then we try to run out. You know, then we're going to go don't do what it do. You know, that kind of stupid stuff right there. Like, he's one of the people that helps build a stereotype. That's what some of these people think that all males do.
Mm-hmm. Man, yes. I can't believe you said ratchet to the 10th power, though.
Yeah, to the 10th power. Like, man, and then he just going to continue escalating on the next episode, and him just continue getting more and more ratchet.
True. Some things ain't going to change.
I just want to know what happened. I thought Rashida said, put it on, make him want to marry me. She said, put it on, make you want to marry him. Shoot, you might get him married, but the thing is, what can you do once you got him?
Mm-hmm.
You put it on to make you want to marry you all you want, but it don't mean nothing. You ain't doing nothing to keep... You ain't do nothing, you know. And sometimes it's not you, you know, it's them. But I'm just saying, you know, people are sitting here and bragging about that stupid stuff all day, but whatever.
I feel you, Teddy.
Oh, my God. So, yes. But go into some more hot mess and, you know, go ahead and get your two cents on it. Let's see what y'all store. While we are on pregnant people in jump offs. Dun, 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 dun. So this started coming down. This is started coming MediaTakeOut.com. And this, I'm done with rapper Nelly, who apparently impregnates the chick he was cheating on Ashanti with.
Yeah,
dun, dun, dun. Getting the side piece pregnant. Okay, so... Of course, a lot of you know, great. Of course, Ashanti was not very happy when her soulmate, Nelly, who was about to be a new dad, but it wasn't with her. It was with his side piece, Miss Tay Hacker, which I will say Miss Tay Hacker is a fine piece of blackness. She is a fine piece of blackness. All that, this, that, and the third. But it's still going to some more. So Mia Tay came to breaking the news on last year that Nelly had been seeing Tay while he was still with Ashanti. Eventually, things broke up with Ashanti and legitimized his relationship with Tay. Now Nelly and Tay have been taking things to the next level. She was spotted out yesterday, and Tay apparently appeared to have a clear baby bump on her.
Yeah.
What can we say?
Oh, LaShante is beautiful, though.
I mean, both of them
but it's
beautiful.
It's crazy.
But...
I know LaShante got to feel some type of way, because that's just like, ooh, slap in the face, you know?
Slap in the face. But, it, I mean, the thing is, I mean, it's just all, what's just so hilarious to me is when these chicks do this. And let me get my ratchet chick voice ready here on. And they do this. Okay, Ram, I'm acting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, click.
Okay, you know, I'm going to tell you, I know he got a girl already, but shoot, girl, he making money, so I'm going to talk to him, because he making money. As long as he take care of me, he can do whatever he want to do with me.
Okay.
I'm going to stop there. I mean, my problem with that whole thought process is, I'm sorry, and people can say what they want to say, but I'm just, it's very much so proven in the things I do and the way my thinking is and a lot of things and the way I treat people. Money does not run my freaking life. It is not, you know, money, you need money to pay for things, but as far as how I treat people, it's not going to be just because you give me some money. Because I don't play that game. You can wage your dollar bill on me all day, but I mean, for say, oh, yes, sir, master. I'm going to do what they say, master. Whatever you want. You want me to say, connect? You want me to look at this? You want me to do, you know, all that crap? I'm not down with all that. But they, you know, these chicks, all you got, you know, they always want to say how ratchet do this. And that's because a dude throws some money at you, all of a sudden, you know, now it's okay because he threw some money at you, and now it's okay to go, you know, to sleep with him. And, you know, a guy, he don't give a dang. He going to sleep with you just because you're bad. And you wonder why people use it, throw the word around so freely, calling these females hoes, because it's one thing if you do something, but y'all always want to say, well, as long as he paying for it, then I'm going to do what I do. You know, to me, that's my chick. The chick that's walking on the corner, she willing to give it up for a buck. You do the same as that thing she's doing. So guess what that makes you? Oh. So, hey, if it walk like a duck and quack like a duck, then whatever, quack, whatever it is, dog freaking sound it is what it is. Get together, people. Come on now.
Please.
So what you gotta say about that, Terry? You saw I'm like this got me tight.
Yeah, I mean I'm done with I be already preaching that stuff on Facebook, so I can't really express it enough. Like that's really how it is, though. I don't understand females at all. Like you got your rats, really, and then that's just how it is. You know, somebody gets to throwing a little cheese, they all come running and oh everything's okay then. But let it be the other way around, that a dude's thirsty and all this stuff. I can't with some girls. There's a difference between girls, rats, and then you got women. So I feel like, yeah, I just push that to the side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I can't really say too much about that, man, because you really nipped it in the bud. Like, what more can we stress on it? I don't know. I don't know what they want me to say. I don't know. I can't stress it to y'all. I mean, if you're ratchet, you're going to be ratchet. So...
You ready for some real fun stuff? Let's get some breaking news. Okay, so to go into some more, was very hilarious to me. You know, we were talking about Kirk earlier. Kirk and his branchiness. Here goes the latest news on that. Apparently, the chick that he was hugged up with on the episode is one of Rashida's friends.
What? That's a backstabbing.
Yeah.
That's a backstabbing. Y'all know what right there. Ooh-wee. Well, not everybody
right,
will.
I just had to share that piece of, you know, some hot news real quick. I know people was wondering, you know, is we always want to know, just it's so hilarious to continually, you know, some of y'all don't watch the show, some of you don't, it's all right, but that's what we do here. We provide you with a quick tidbit of some of the stuff that's like crazy of all the stuff. So, man, we got you. All right. another crazy story I want to share. And this is with Sierra and Future. Oh, man, what the heck did happen? So, apparently, some gang members attacked Future and Sierra, and it was quote unquote carnage. Glasses were thrown, and blood was everywhere, apparently. So this is apparently at Greystone Manor, which was for a BET after party. Of course, you know, that was for the awards that happened the other day. And apparently the couple was attacked by a group of gang members. The attack shut down Greystone and had police basically shut down the area. Luckily for Future, his security held up, and neither he nor Sierra was injured. But a member of Future's security team was badly injured and is in stable but guarded condition in a Los Angeles hospital. Why did the gang members attack Future? Of course, they're saying, well, apparently Future contracted to perform at a club a while back, and Future took the promoter's money and didn't show up. The promoter allegedly had street connections, and, well, he allegedly decided to get his money-wise through the streets instead of through court. So, what do we learn, people? If y'all have seen Jackie, if y'all seen the show, if y'all seen the movie Jackie Promoters, this is actually kind of a back, it's kind of a swap, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, and we want to know, you know, we always hear these stories about artists that perform because people not paying them their money, but when you pay, when people pay your money and you don't show up when you're in contract and make to do so, that is a really bad move. Unless you're going to give the money back to them, at least give the money back to them at least. But, you know, but sometimes it's not just the fact that you just give the money back to them. You just got to go through a contractor or agree. You know, they got to pay for a promotion to make this stuff happen, all that kind of crazy stuff. So I don't know what was going on in their head, but, Lord, please, you know, just help them out.
Please do.
And I'm not saying that should have happened, that the attack should happen. No, that's not warranted. You know, of course, you know, you shouldn't have to be violent about trying to get your money back. Only if people decide to come get violent, you just because you confront them actually for your money. But isn't that no?
Both
parties are wrong. It is what it is. Both parties are wrong.
Should have saw it coming, man. You can't rip people off when it comes to that.
And wait, say, I need my money on top.
Period.
All right, so Taryn, I want you, you got to brace yourself for this one. Last story for me to take out, and then later on, we'll be sharing some more stories, and we might have a special guest checking in, too, so y'all be on the lookout for that. But next story, we got a woman and her boyfriend have been charged with beating their 14-month-old daughter to death. Oh, now, you hear that? Let me repeat that again, because this is where it's going to get worse than this. They were charged with beating their 14-month-old daughter to death.
Okay.
Now you already seen it. That's already bad, right? You want to know where it gets worse at?
Where?
And they appeared to try to eat the baby.
You're lying. What?
No.
What? How are you going to eat it? What?
Yes.
Are they on drugs?
And give me a goddamn break. They are in freaking Texas. I mean, there's some people out here, man. It's crazy. Okay, so John Caldwell is 23 years old, and Ginger Jones, who's 23 as well, they're both being charged with injury to a child. On a Saturday, police were called to a home where a baby was transported to Texas Children's Hospital. The 14-month-old baby's grandmother had picked her up from a motel and brought her home while she called 911. Prosecutors say the one-year-old girl suffered numerous broken bones, bite marks all over her body, cuts on her feet, and hemorrhaging to her eyes. The toddler died at Texas Children's Hospital on Sunday, according to authorities. Both suspects could face upgraded charges to capital murder pending the autopsy results. Prosecutors say Jones was the baby's mother, but Carver was not the child's biological father. Both are behind bars at this point in time.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, ratchet. Can we say ratchet to the freaking 10th power? Like, get the heck out of here.
They're just demons. I hope they rot. I really do. I hope they just rot. Rot behind bars. That's exactly what they deserve.
All right, well, before I go, we got Swiggy on track getting the kid. No, because I'm about to freaking vomit. What the hell, people? Come on, man. I don't even know what to say. Just, what the heck? Okay, we got a caller from the 786 that's in the queue. What's up, you on Life of the Dust Live? Who we got?
Hello, family. How is it going?
Oh, I know who this is. What's up, Keith? What's up? What's up?
What is going on with you lovely people?
Not much. You just snuck up on us. I was like, I'm like, about to be turn up, and you sneak up out of nowhere.
I was going to tell y'all that I was going to call tonight, but I said, no, I'm not going to tell. I'm just going to call.
Wow.
That was a surprise.
Fish you see. Wow, this is crazy.
I know.
We making it. We try to make it do what it do. You know how we do it.
I see. Those numbers are rising.
We hadn't told it yet the listeners yet on the air. But of course, right now we are over 2 million listeners. Okay, I don't know about everybody else, but for me. It just continually just throw. When we got to the first, we got to 500,000. I was like, "Ooh, give me the 1 million." I was like, "Ooh,
oh,
that's why
you're
going up, and then 2 million." I'm like, "Get the heck out of here, man! This is crazy."
Whoa, that is.
It's crazy, but it's blessing though.
It is. It's a blessing, most definitely. And Sadie just be booking all of these people. I'd be saying, I'm like, oh my God, look at him. He is putting in work.
Sadie always got it.
That's how you gotta do it, man.
Huh?
I say, you know, people, and people don't be realizing too. Maybe they all, he's here and he's trying. And they think when I'm just chilling, don't realize when I'm chilling, I'm not really chilling. I'm more so working my body. I'm usually doing 10 things at once. I can be talking on the phone to you, writing an article, sitting this up person at the same time, and it would trip you out that you actually like, this dude's really multitasking all this stuff at once. And yes,
I got to.
Because the grind doesn't stop, and if I stop the grind, then who's going to grind for me? So,
exactly.
I mean, luckily I got a good team, but still, for the team, I cannot, you know, I just can't stop because last time I checked, I ain't got a million. I might have 2 million listeners, but last time I checked, my bank account does not say 2 million.
Exactly.
So even when I get to that point, I want more than that. So this is how it is. Depending on where you want to be, you got to grind that much harder.
Yep. That is true. Most definitely true. Me, on the other hand, I've been busy. I have a lot going on, a lot coming up, and a lot of surprises. It's going to shock the world. But I'm ready to put it all out there, but it's not the time yet. So In due time. Well, I'll see. I see Most Terry definitely. Doing her thing with her show. Girl, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
That is awesome. I could never do a talk show because, I don't know, I couldn't do that. I can't do it.
You feel like you can. I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy. I mean, it comes naturally, but, you know, when you're still growing and you go through some personal thing, you're still going through some personal situations, you know, and then you get these people on here talking about it, you just kind of like, oh, you know, like you.
Girl, I am like, I would be so nervous and I would feel out of line and out of place.
I was shooting the first show, to be honest, but it's like when it just got to rolling, it kind of just came natural. But, I mean, I still got stuff to learn because, you know, I'm not the type to really – I open up, you know, to an extent. So this show is like making – you know what I mean? So, you know, when I put on blast,
girl.
I'm like, cut, because I did that last time. Like when this lady was crying, I'm like, whoa, cut, hold on. They was like, oh, you cannot do that. Like I got yelled at. Oh, my God. You know, so and I was
oh
crying.
My God. Oh Lord.
So it was crazy, but yeah, it's working out, man. I'm blessed. I don't know where it's gonna go. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot happening.
I wanna do reality TV. That's one of the things that I'm working on, but I'm like kind of iffy about it because I don't really like people in my personal business, and with that, you know, you have to be open, and I'm not really a person that's open, but that's not one of the things that I'm working on doing reality TV, but I don't know how that's going to work.
Nice, though. Nice. It should work good because, you know, I mean, and that's what I try to tell people. Like, when you come into this business, you got to understand, like, your personal life isn't personal because, like, to be honest, I wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? I would, you know, I would smoke from time to time, but when it came from this talk show, I was in it for the bud. You can't do none of that. Like, it doesn't, you don't
right.
do it all. Have to be out of the scenery because, you know, people's looking for everything that I do wrong now. If I cross my legs the wrong way, like, you know, like, everything because it's corporate.
That's how you cross your legs the wrong way, one of your shoes.
And I did really lose, like, a sponsorship, too, like, off of one stupid thing. Like, it was just so crazy. I'm like, what? Like, but I didn't care.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm natural, you know? I'm like, I'm natural, man. I'm only 20 years old, so what can you say? Oh, she crossed her legs and we don't approve it. I don't care. Like,
oh, wow.
I don't care. Yeah, I mean, it's real because it's corporate money, you know? So they got all this money, so they're looking at everything. Oh, we're going to do background checks. Oh, what? Oh, Karen Lamont, she's this, she's that. And then, you know, so I lost my sponsorship, but it's all good. It's whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
It gets crazy.
Yeah, I'm actually working on an instructional DVD.
Oh, shucks.
Man.
DVD. I know, P-Dog. I don't know about DVDs, but okay, tell me about this DVD.
I have a theme song for the DVD, too. Y'all have to hear it.
Oh, sure. You owe me the man, Sadie. I can actually see you prospering and flourishing around here, walk around with paparazzi stuff all up on you and stuff. I can see that.
Okay, here's a theme song, okay? Here's a theme song for my instructional DVD.
Hey, it's Brian McKnight here. You know, the other day on Twitter, I had an idea about doing an adult mixtape, and I asked everybody on my timeline, I was like, you know, if I had this idea, what subjects would you want me to tackle? And there were some varied sort of responses. Most people only want to hear me do one kind of song, but there's been lots of conversations I've had with men, lots of conversations I've had with women, just about other sexual type things that I like to tackle. So I'm in the middle of writing a song, and I wanted to give you a preview of what that song is. And the name of the song is If You're Ready to Learn. So let me give you what the chorus is. I'm going to give you a little bit of the track. This is what I say.
Y'all ready?
Let me show you how your pussy works. Since you didn't bring it to me first, I have lots of things to show you. If you're ready to learn, let me show you how your pussy works. Bet you didn't
show you how your pussy works.
I love you.
Charlie just said?
What Chicky just said?
What did he say? Did he show you how wet works?
He it's from our instruction DVD. I'll dig up to Brad McKnight for making that song for the instruction DVD. I appreciate it. It's called "If You're Ready to Learn." : Let me show you how your pussy works.
I thought that was. Wow.
Yes, that's the name of the instruction DVD.
Wow.
No, I kid. I know people was like,
oh, wow.
Oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah, I was like, huh? Is he serious? Wow, you had me for a minute.
Hey, y'all can say what y'all want to say, man, but when I blow up off that DVD.
Oh, my God, you had me. I was like, huh, is he saying what I think he's saying? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys have any guests tonight or no?
We were supposed to have one, but I guess she's tied up, so we were going to have a guest, but big ups to her. You know, I know how people get busy and whatnot, so it is.
Well,
how
would you guys guess? Yeah.
Yes. You basically were. I guess you pretty much were. You pretty much were our guest that came instead. So big ups to that.
Yeah, definitely.
See, look at me. Woo woo.
And you guys are buying my shorts on DVD. I'm excited about the DVD.
Yeah, DVD.
But yes, and I'm going to. I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee, early in the. I'm heading there early in the morning, and I'll be there tomorrow, all the way through Saturday. So, turn up.
Wow, you're working.
In the words of Ray J, who has to use that word a million times, turn up.
Oh my God, I know you guys had to hit the topic of when Kim Kardashian sent the fake picture of her baby. Tell me, you guys talked about that.
I don't know. See, I didn't know about that. You know, sometimes Kim K News is coming across like that.
She sent it to her friends. She sent fake pictures to her friends. She said in the little People magazine that she was trying to see who all was loyal and who was going to try to sell her baby picture. And somebody fell for it and tried to sell it, but come to find out it was a picture off the internet. Wow.
So was she a new friend or was she an old friend?
They didn't say. But their friend was trying to come up with
okay,
she was
I was
new
just trying to
old.
Let her know that, you know, Drake told us no new friends.
That's funny, though. That's funny. That was a smart way of, you know.
That was. But if it was me, I'm just saying, if I didn't have no coins and she was my friend and she sent me a picture and somebody trying to pay me over $3 million just for a picture,
you go think about
the picture.
Yeah, and see, that's like, you know, but a lot of, like, when it comes, when you get into, like, doing this corporate business that they was telling me, too, like, you can't send certain pictures to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, not
right.
Even no person. Like, if I'm in an intimate relationship, like, you can't be sending no type of pictures. Because, you know, they told me, like, you best believe if somebody says that we're going to pay you this much money for this picture and those people are struggling, they're going to put, they don't care how close they are to you, they're going to put their picture out there. You know, so now it's like, I don't know. Like, in a way,
you a dick pic liar.
Yeah,
you get no dick pic out of me.
Everything and everyone. And that's why, like, so many people is just like, oh, Tan, oh, my God, you know, I'm so happy. Like, no, don't be. I mean, be, but don't be. Because it's just like, this is like walking on tax. Like, I want to go. I'm not going to lie. I don't even. Atlanta's cool. Don't get me wrong. But my heart is in Michigan. That's home. So I so bad want to go home. And these people tell me I can't go home. So, you know, it just gets to that point where you're just kind of like, this is a whole nother life. Like, things about to get real in these next 2 months when the show drops in August. So it's like, woo, what's going to happen?
OMG, girl, you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to have coins on top of coins, and you're going to be saying bands to make her dance. You're going to be doing all the little.
Yes,
you're
going to
be turned up, but I'm happy.
And I'm having I have a show coming up soon, too, myself.
Yeah, I was just about to bring
I'm not
going to
name of it yet, but because I'm because I'm finishing locking out the concept for it and whatnot, but put it like this, it's going to be bananas.
OMG, you guys are working. I can't wait to release half of the stuff that I have going on, but it takes time, and I'm
just
like...
You gotta give us one secret. You gotta give us one.
Well, one secret. I can give you guys one secret. I have a clothing line coming up. That's one. I'm waiting to get the stuff back from it being patent and all that type of stuff. So that's one thing that I have coming up, and I have to shoot for that. The website is actually done for it. I just have to shoot for it. That's it.
Nice.
That's one. I want to.
Wow.
I like modeling. Modeling is my heart, but I'm trying to venture off from that. Like, I'm tired of it. I want to do something else.
Yeah,
I think
that's what I was trying to tell other girls, though. Like, would you agree, Keith, since we both done modeled? You know what I mean? We done did this because I got so many girls now that's like, oh, are you trying to say all of us taking off our clothes are bad and whoop, whoop? I'm like, I'm not saying I'm better than any of y'all because I used to do the same stuff that you were doing.
Right.
I understand that. But I told them, like, urban modeling is built off of sex and lies. I don't give a damn who comes on here and says what. No, I did it. I done got calls from, I can't say the publication's name so they can sue me, but big, you know what I'm saying, like the big main people, and I had to turn them down for certain things. So you got to look at it like, okay, you might be hot, my baby, yeah, for like that month or two, but if you get in what, let's say like, you know, Black Men or something for like 2007, mm-hmm. you've like a 5 to 7 page spread, okay, 3 years from now, what you going to say? Oh, yeah, well, I got this, and it doesn't matter anymore because there's always going to be somebody every
right.
month that's hotter to you. Everybody's modeling and stripping now, let's be real. So what do you
think?
Yeah,
that's
my thing.
See, my thing is this. I like urban modeling, don't get me wrong, but I love urban modeling, and I love all types of modeling. We were talking about this yesterday in the show. It's just I don't like the people, some people that taint, like, that taint it and want to keep it in a status quo thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much you really can't do with urban modeling, but it's because these people who are higher up want to hinder the progress of it. If you, like you said, if you ain't stripping, or you ain't doing porn, you know, they cut out the money of what you can do with it. And it pisses me off that you can do the same type of style modeling in the other realms of, you know, depending on what, you know, of other races. But as soon as it comes to us, there's a fucking problem.
It is.
Right.
And the model's just so screwed up. Like they tell you, okay, well, urban modeling, you got to be curvy and you got to get half naked. With high fashion, you have to be a size 0 and this height. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, all messed up. And I told people, like, you got to understand, with me doing this show, modeling is my number one dream. I'm not going to say the talk show isn't a part of my heart. Yes, okay. But it was never, oh, as a little girl, I wanted to be a talk show host. No, never. Like, that just wasn't, it just didn't happen like that. So it's just like, well, you got to understand, modeling is going to come from this. You know what I mean? Like, if this show blows over, you're going to have people like Cosmo and those people dealing with covers and stuff to where I don't have to go through the stuff I used to have to go through from before. So
I had a model tell me, and this was just yesterday, first news yesterday, a model told me that a magazine said they weren't going to accept her and told her because she was too skinny and she needs to get some ass shots. That was what she told me.
What?
It came straight out of a fucking magazine.
Oh, my God.
Mouth. And when I tell you the freak, I mean, it's just so it's just so interesting how things play out. I mean, it was at one point, I know at one point in time you would think you can't really do so, but now there's these opportunities to do so. But why is it that, you know, I mean, are we not doing any better? For me, because personally, you know, the whole thing was, as far as people weren't really accepting it, big modeling circles because really everything was just pretty much high fashion. And you want to be high fashion, you got to be this certain size. And then the urban industry decided to create a lane. But in order for this lane, now y'all singling out people and if they're not thick, now they can't be in the urban modeling. Like, come the hell on. Like, can we just stop being discriminatory and just let's just do business and let's just support the art? That's what I get annoyed about. At the end of the day, I don't care what genre it is, as long as your work is conveying art, that's what I want to see. Because it's some urban modeling I love, and it's some high fashion I love, everything else in between I love. And sometimes, and the thing is, too, I have no problem with porn and strippers as hell. Have I looked at porn? Yes, I have. Have I been? Have I thrown some dollars at a stripper? Yes, I have. So I'm not going to sit here and prove like I don't do that stuff. But at the same time, I'm just tired of these freaking things. Like you said, urban modeling is getting to a point that if I'm not, if you're not a stripper or if you're not trying to do porn, then these people ain't going to really rock with you.
Mhm. I feel that.
I can't deal with it. And then it's like now everybody wants to be a model. All you see now is model, model, model.
Oh, my God.
Even back home, like where I was raised, you never heard no one spoke the word model. When I started doing it, I guess I was leading by example, so you would say, because now everybody wants to do modeling. Everybody's always asking me, what is your meal plan? What? It's called go to the gym.
And my thing is, this just recently happened, and I'm not about to throw no names out there, but I had this one female. Keith, you know who it is, too. I'm just not going to say no names. But it was this one female, and I'm talking about, I'm sitting here trying to be so nice. If you're asking me for, like, any type of support, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to support you, and I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm not going to sit here and lie about anything. But when you come to the point where you taking pictures and putting them on your Instagram, and when you're to the point to where you're stealing my tweets, like, is it that serious? And you're letting me know that you do it, though? Like, you're not even you're not even quoting or nothing.
Oh, I think,
like,
I know who you're talking about because they stole some of my tweets.
I need somebody to hit me in the Facebook
I'm talking about was playing her role so good, like, oh my God, my mentor, you know, and then it's like, then
you gotta hit, because I want to know, this is juicy.
I post a tweet, 3 seconds later, I'm seeing the same thing going down my timeline from her. I literally tweeted. I'm like, please don't make me show my ass on this social media stuff. And she tweeted me like, don't do it, sis. I'm like, oh, shit, let me get off.
Oh, I want to say, speaking of meal plan, too, when Keith's talking about meal plan, I want to say shout out to people that was doing the freaking fitness challenge at work and decided that last minute, the very last freaking week, to start actually taking a stand and doing something about it. And because you're a smaller person that you won, how lame could you possibly be? Because if you not know that they're trying to rush those pounds off right then and there, if you're not doing a certain thing a certain way, you're not going to keep those pounds off. The end of the day, your boy City J lost 20 pounds. I'm just saying.
That's
20 pounds.
Are you looking all serious?
Yeah.
So,
I'm
not just saying. It's not just no, what? Get the heck out of here. Are you freaking serious? Are you serious, son? I'm just looking at you. I don't know. I'm talking about two things at once. I saw the freaking message. Oh, you gotta be kidding! No, you're kidding me.
Look, I'm telling you.
Oh my God!
Man, not that message.
I thought these other females think they can come ahead of me, and I'm like, oh, you little mother. You were thinking I'm just giving you tips for you to get to my, you know, like it comes to the point where I don't feel like I'm in competition with anybody. Like I really be trying to show love. I don't be like.
Yeah, you do, and I really do the same thing. I try to show love, and, you know, if someone asks me for, like, what do I supposed to do, you know, I'm going to tell you, but this is my only issue. I'm not going to tell you step by step or how to get on and who to contact. Because ain't nobody tell me. So I'm not going to make it easy for you when it wasn't easy for me. That's not what I'm going
to
do.
And even when I was trying to, now you're sitting here trying to be me, and then you're sneak dissing. And then you're still in tweets like, wait, what? Hold on, wait. You got to hit Google.
I saw that, girl.
My God. What the heck is going on in the world, man?
I saw that.
I'm telling you.
I was like, okay. And then, listen, she turned around.
I'm like, you or Angela had to see it because I was going off on Twitter. I'm like, please don't make me just show my ass.
Girl, she did me that way.
she did me that way. And I was just like, okay, maybe, you know, my name was too long and it was going to shorten it, so she took my name out. But when she did it like 3-4 times, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. You didn't write that.
She must have got it.
Wow. I'm going to be here today. I'm not going to get it.
But if you really gonna steal tweets, baby girl ain't even a Libra. You was copying and pasting my junk so quick.
I'm about to stop it now. Oh my god, 6 lives videotaping.
I'm done.
Oh my god.
I'm about to tap out.
I'm about to tap out on that one.
I support those who support me. That's what I've always been on. If you support me, I support you. And I try to give her insight on what to do. But when you're talking more than working, it shows. It really shows. Like, you're saying this, your model, this model, that. I may have seen only 2 pictures of you.
And you didn't want to show me you're not what you're saying you're about.
I got to stop the madness. Oh, my God. I'm going to stop it. Extinguish everybody. Because I was going to let it escalate too long, but I was like, wow, I was not ready for that in my inbox. What the heck is going on?
That quick one real quick.
Stop that conversation now. But that's just too light. But, oh, my God.
I'm
almost done the show, man. Again, I want to remind everybody, I will be in Memphis from the 4th all the way to the 6th. So, if you're in the surrounding areas, I'm calling you out. I expect to see you there. Chilling with me on Bill Street. Nightlife. Let's get it. I might even host a show tomorrow. We'll see what I do. You know, you never know what I'm going to do. Now, I might be hosting a show right on Bill Street. I never know what's up my sleeve. I got to keep some surprises every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I want to just thank everyone for listening to the show. And we'll be continuing Dust, the 4th annual Dust Model Month, next week. And let's see who's coming on the show next week. We got a nice lineup next week. Okay, so let's start from the top. We got my girl Easter, the diva, should be on the show. And, man, I can't wait to chop it over her because this chick here, she's moving all over the country, making some moves. And, oh, my God, man, we'll be talking to her about her expertise in conceptualization. So we'll be talking to her about that and how that impacts every shooting project that she does. So we'll be talking to her and how she's knowing how to do that and make money doing it, so making modeling very lucrative, and she ain't got running around stripping and all this all day. Because I had no problem with it. I'm just saying, I'm getting tired of you making something that's all you got to do. That's where my problem gets in it. You do that, it's good, it's cool, but don't make it something that's the only way to make money. That's where I get pissed off at. Then we got Tiana Janelle. She'll be on Tuesday. Then we got my girl Sky Millie. She'll be on the show on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have my girl RZA, a.k.a. Nyla J, going to be on the show. And she actually changed her Twitter name again. I got her. Y'all know how I get, man. People in Twitter names, I get real mad about the Twitter names, man. So she'll be on the show on Thursday. And then we'll be at a meet and greet next week in Dallas. So it's getting crazy, man. I'm telling you, like you said, I don't stop moving. Can't stop, won't stop.
Hey.
All right, so Terry, you got anything coming up that you need to know about?
Well, nothing but me shooting for the show. Oh, in Atlanta Fashion Week. I don't know if anybody peeped that, but y'all be on the red carpet as media for the Little Atlanta Fashion Week, so you guys will see me there. Other than that, I'm trying to stay low key, man. I can't say too much, but I'm shooting for my last three shows. Once I do that, my first season is officially done. So.
All right.
Okay. Can we just see it all transpire and just happen the right way?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A lot of hard work, man.
You deserve it. You definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
With that being said, everybody, we will remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember there's a J, or there's a T, or there's a K, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. We'll see y'all later, alligators.
Peace. Yeah, peace.